heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into today's update for the Locked On Pacers podcast. It's going to be no Tony East on today's show, no other guests. It's just going to be me, Adam Friedman, solo, winging it. You know, your favorite host, the name does not begin with a T. So this is the first one I've done. Tony, I believe, did one of these on Monday. Basically, for this kind of podcast, what we're going to do is like a 10 to 15 minute tops podcast. It's going to be broken into basically two segments. Today is going to be just one segment because the opening segment is going to be about 2 minutes of me talking about housekeeping, things like this. But usually it'll be two segments broken in to about 10 to 15 minutes. It's going to be, it could range from anything from maybe a interview we did to a nice little bite from that. If we find some sound we like, we might put in there a couple minutes. We could talk about upcoming games, previous games, news we saw, whatever. Just two, 5 to 7 minute segments on whatever Pacer news is going on that day. This is only going to happen about 3 or 4 times a week. Basically, whenever we don't do one of our anchor podcasts, that is either like when Tony and me are on or when we do a one-on-one with a guest. Those are kind of our anchor podcasts. When we don't do that, there's going to be these updated things. So it's probably going to be Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Look for these. You know, occasionally they're going to be me and Tony will do more than one podcast, obviously a week, if something crazy happened to the Pacers or we just feel like, a lot of games going on, whatever there's a lot to talk about. So we might do that. But so look for this during the week. It's really easy. It's kind of the goal of it is to basically, so you can listen to it while you're on your car ride, wherever, for 10, 15 minutes, something quick. If you're on the car heading to the grocery, you can listen to it there on the way back, whatever. Simple, easy enough. Before we get to the meat of today's Locked On Pacers podcast update, we're going to take a quick commercial break. SeatGeek is the presenting sponsor of the Locked On Pacers podcast. I've told numerous stories about the times I've used SeatGeek and how great it is. I can keep refreshing over and over again how much SeatGeek is great for like three simple things. Basically, one, you can use your mobile phone, mobile device, whatever, great app, great mobile app, great mobile platform, whatever, very easy to buy tickets on there. It's great. It's got the fees built into the price, so there's no surprise price when you go to checkout. And obviously, it has this kind of rating system for a deal score. All three of those things make this one of the best, phone buying experiences for buying tickets to sporting events or concerts. I'm going to use it. I'm already eyeing on what Pacers games I want to go to this year, so I'm going to do that. I'll probably use it, maybe go to a Colts game even. There's some concert I want to go to. You can use it for anything. I mean, any event you can think of, concert or sport that you want to go to, go to SeatGeek, use the app. If you use the promo code LOMBA or LOCKED, you get a $20 discount off your first purchase. Use that promo code if you go there because I want to save you some money, and it helps kind of show this podcast influence and how well it's doing. So please, if you go to SeatGeek, make sure to use that promo code because I want you to get a deal on your tickets, really. That's what I want. And now back to today's update, Locked On Pacers podcast. All right, welcome back into today's show. The Pacers preseason ended tonight after their 108-89 win over the Haifa Maccabi team. They finished the preseason 3-1, their only loss coming on Saturday to Detroit. Overall, the preseason had some positives. The team looked, decent. You can't take a lot from preseason because it doesn't really mean a lot in any sport. Preseason's kind of just there. A little warm-up, a little teaser, a little taste of the action before you get to the regular season. So you can't read too much into it. But for today, just the rest of this podcast, I just wanted to do kind of a player-by-player evaluation of the preseason. I don't know how far I'm going to go into the roster. I'm going to try to go as deep as I can. Obviously, I'm going to do the starters and every major bench player, but I don't know how deep I want to go just because not a lot of the guys fighting for spots in this team played that much minutes tonight. And Tony and I already did kind of a breakdown of the previous preseason games on yesterday's podcast. So, obviously, let's start with the cornerstone of what people hope is this Pacers franchise, Miles Turner. So I'm just going to list a couple things. Each one's going to be a couple things I like. So Miles Turner, what did I like from him? He doesn't seem to have gotten worse. I know that that's not saying much, but he seems like he is the same player he was last year. That can be a positive or a negative. He doesn't seem like he's gotten that much better at three-point shooting. But look, he kept his numbers where they are. So even if he kept his numbers where they are right now, and he just improved his overall shots, which selects like overall shots he took, which would probably happen because he'll absorb some of the shots they're going to lose from Paul George, his points would go up. I mean, you know, Turner last season was a 51% shooter from the field, 35% from three, and 80% free throw shooter. You know, if he keeps around those numbers and improves his shots from about 10 a game last year to maybe 15 a game, you're going to see his points go to 20, maybe close to 20 points a game. So that'll be interesting to watch. You know, something I didn't like, his three-point shot doesn't look that much better. You know, his shot is still a little slow coming out of his hands. He doesn't have a quick release. He still looks a little hesitant out there. He takes a lot of 20-foot jumpers instead of three-pointers. A couple of all those things I like to see him kind of push out of his game and attempt. You know, if he wants to make that next level, become that next NBA star, he's going to have to shoot more threes and less 20-footers and make more threes. I mean, last year he shot only 1.5 threes a game. He's going to have to get that up to like three to really be in that next level of an NBA player. But overall, you know, there were preseason games. Turner's defense still looks pretty good. It looks like he's a pretty potent rim protector. Remember, we got to all remember that he's 20, 21 years old. He's super young. Even if he just slightly improved this year to, let's say, like 17 or 18 points, that would be an incredible achievement for a 21-year-old. You know, he didn't have the hype. You know, I understand he may not be LeBron or Kevin Durant level, but he is up there with some of those young rookies. I mean, there's Towns and there's Porzingis, and I think he's on Porzingis' level. He might not quite be on Towns' level, but I think he's up there. So, you know, we got to look at that. But overall, I was just kind of lukewarm on Miles Turner would be what I would say. But who knows, you know, when the season starts, if he'll kind of get into more of a flow and become, you know, really take that next level and become an 18-point-a-game scorer. The next player I actually really liked was Victor Oladipo. Oladipo has got some incredible speed, ability to get to the rim and all that stuff that you just, like, is unbelievable, honestly. You know, he's still kind of an iffy decision maker. Sometimes he seems like he's playing almost too fast, but he looked like he learned from Russell Westbrook. He looked kind of like a Russell Westbrook light out there, flying around, making plays. In my Indie Corners article, I wrote about him. You can go there and read that. That should be posted tonight, right now. Well, I guess it'll be the podcast on a Wednesday morning, so it should be posted up by now. But, you know, he looked great. I mean, you know, he's still iffy on his decision making, but I think his preseason he was taking chances, but he was flying all over the place. I mean, he was getting in the rim really quickly. He was stealing passes. He was making plays with his. I mean, he really is kind of the real deal, and I think he's going to have a really good season. I'm kind of getting excited for him. Next player, Bojan Bogdanovic. He struggled in the first few preseason games. You know, but today he actually played pretty well. He was a plus 15, which is pretty positive. You know, he shot only 1 for 6 from three today, so that's always a worry because the only way he's going to be able to dominate on the court, really stay on the court, is going to be a three-point shooting because he's going to have to be a really positive three-point shooter, like a 40% three-point shooter. But he also is going to be given a lot of opportunities since Robinson's hurt. So, overall, I like Bogdanovic's preseason. Wasn't anything exceptional by him, but, you know, he's the player we thought he was, hopefully, and we'll see how he does when he starts the season. The next player I want to talk about is the fourth starter on this team, Thaddeus Young. Thad Young is the just baseline rock hard, stays the same, keeps going, steadying rock of this Pacer team. Rock hard's a little bit of a pun there. He's the steadying rock of this team, right? He is just consistently, you know, going to be 12-7 and make plays and play somewhat hard and just like that. And he's seemed like that in the preseason. I didn't see anything that worried me. He looks a little better shooting, actually. Thanks to his wrist is finally healthy. It was not healthy at all last season, so I'm excited that it's actually going to be healthy this season. So there's that, you know. And then the last starter is Darren Collison. Collison's been playing great this preseason. I found it kind of odd that he played in Monday's preseason game against the Pistons. It didn't really seem to make sense. They didn't play any starters but Collison. But to hear really my, you know, I think there's an opportunity for the Pacers to, you know, let Collison kind of become the bench unit point guard. I think we're going to see some lineups maybe with Stevenson and Oladipo out there as the two guards and kind of rotating who plays point guard, because if those two guys are out there, Oladipo and Stevenson, that is, they're the most potent players on this Pacer team, you know, and they can create kind of one of the better Pacer lineups involves those two guys on guard. So maybe Collison's getting kind of some reps to be the bench unit point guard and play some of those bench guys. Then, you know, I'm going to run through some of the bench guys. Sabonis and Leaf both look pretty nice. Sabonis had a really nice night tonight. He was a plus 26 on the court. That's really positive. But Sabonis looks like he's made a little bit of improvement, so I'm excited about that. Leaf, well, as a rookie, he shot that incredible game on Saturday against Cleveland, where he shot 6 threes in a row, I think, in the fourth quarter to win that one. I think it was 4 threes in a row. It was 4, 5, and 3, but he was made 18 fourth-quarter points. It was incredible. They look like they're both going to be in the rotation. Sabonis for sure is going to be probably the backup center, I would think, to start the season. And Leaf might get some minutes at the power forward the way he's been playing. You know, he deserves to be given a shot. We'll see how long they stick by him and before they decide to bring in Jefferson. But overall, those two guys I'm positive on. And then running through some of the bench, Stevenson looked like Lance Stevenson. It's all going to be about the effort he gives. If he doesn't give his 110% effort like he can give, he's not going to be good. If he does give 110% effort, he's going to be awesome. And so he's going to have to be play a huge role in the start of the season with Glenn Robinson hurt. He's going to be kind of the utility guy on the bench, playing anything from point guard to small forward, and maybe at times playing power forward if they can figure that out. Corey Joseph, I haven't watched a ton of him in the preseason. He hasn't played a ton of minutes either, but he's looked decent. You know, tonight's stats weren't great. He only put up 3 points, but he was a plus 17 on the floor, which I don't really know. I think tonight's stats are a little skewed because they played such a bad team. But overall, Joseph seems like he can figure it out, fit this team, be the player they want him to be, just a guy off the bench playing 15, 20 minutes and scoring some points. So, and then, you know, Jefferson really only got big minutes last game. He was okay. And then I think Damian Wilkins is going to make this roster as the 11th spot. I just think the way he's been playing and his veteran, you know, leadership is going to outweigh anything else. So he's going to be on this roster for sure. And I think that last spot, Jared Utah, takes kind of the top spot over Ben Moore, just because Utah is a small forward and the Pacers lack the depth there. I know I said this yesterday, but basically Ben Moore and Utah are probably tied, and you probably go to the guy you need more, and the Pacers need a small forward more. So hopefully they can get that to work. Maybe the Pacers decide to promote Poitras to the starting roster. He's on a two-way contract, but I think they can do that. And if they do that, maybe then they make Utah for more one of their two-way guys. Interesting thing to watch, you know, over the next week. That's all I've got for today's, you know, update podcast. This was a little bit of a taste of what it's going to be like. Obviously, when the season starts, it's going to be a lot more news. The next update is going to come on Friday. Tomorrow, Tony's got a podcast. He's doing a interview. I think he already did the interview, but it's going to be, you know, I don't know who he's going to be with, but I believe he's taped a couple interviews, so that'll be one of those for tomorrow. I'll be back again on Friday to do this update, and of course, we'll be back again on Monday to do our regular podcast. For now, all the Pacers fans out there listening and enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on Twitter. We got back the original Locked On Pacers handle, so just @ Locked On Pacers. We're trying to blow that up. It's going to be probably going to tweet out during games, give polls. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out. This is Tony's first season doing this. We're just trying to get our bearings and set a fair what we want to do. But we're excited for the season. I'm super pumped for this season because I've missed basketball. And just by watching some of this preseason game, I've missed a ton of basketball. I miss being able to watch basketball every night, turn on any game. And I love basketball. So I'm excited for this season. And I hope everybody else is. And I think the Pacers have a good shot at improving or exceeding expectations, at least. You know, 31 wins is the bar. I think they can get above that. I'm really excited for Oladipo. I can't say that enough. I'm really excited to watch Oladipo because he's kind of an exciting player to watch. So, signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, and then I hope you enjoy more of these Locked On Pacers podcasts as they come more this week.
Somewhere deep inside your mind, there's a place where dreams live. And now those dreams have the chance to come to life because USAA Life Insurance is sponsoring the Live Your Dreams sweepstakes, where you could win $50,000. That's $50,000 to let those dreams out of your head and into your hands. Enter for a chance to win and view official rules at www.usaa.com/lifesweeps or call 1-800-531-LIFE.
No purchase necessary. USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas, and in New York by USAA Life Insurance Company of New York, Highland Falls, New York.